February 21st, 1953. This is KNX in Los Angeles. You are listening to The Balance of the Night. Your host, Bill Balance, presented Monday through Saturday, 1 to 5:30 a.m. by Firestone Dealers and Firestone Stores. Now, I have a special guest up here, a chap whom I've known for some time, a highly skilled organist whom you hear on the Hawthorne Show Monday through Saturday, 12.05 to 1, a man who has directed many top shows on CBS. His name is Dick Orant, and I'm sounding real formal in presenting a guy I know so well. Dick, it's nice to have you up here in Studio 6 at this hour of the morning.
Well, it's mighty nice to be here with you, Bill. Thanks for the invitation, for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Well, now, tell us something about this this audition that we're going to listen to.
Well, briefly, I have conducted orchestras and played the organ on quite a number of shows in Hollywood in the past years, and you'd have to be rather asleep at the switch if you didn't begin to get ideas of your own as to what some good show material might be. And I had the happy fortune of having one show that I created on another network called A Song Is Born. That was for Langendorf Bread back in 1945 with Art Baker as the MC.
No matter how you slice it, it's still Langendorf Bread.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So all these audience participation shows came along on the air, and they were all making a big fuss over the ladies, but poor Dad, the fellow that pays all the bills and gets none of the credit, nobody ever did anything about him. So being a musician, I thought, in musical title language, what's the matter with Father? And that was a good idea for a show. So the next thing I did was to get together some friends of mine with ideas. We built this show called What's the Matter with Father, in which we glorify the male member of the family and at the same time also the mothers and the kids, and above all, turn around and try to do something that has not been done on the air as yet, and that's to give a baby shower every week to some deserving family. And so this is the audition, and I wanted to kind of get a date of record to protect myself. We created the show some years ago, but we want to get it for television and radio, and that's why I asked if you would mind. And Ken Niles, the MC on the show, Jane Morgan, who takes one part in the cast for the purpose of the audition, is the mother-in-law jury foreman, and Bob Bentz, that very fine announcer on the What's the Name of That Song, they said, okay, shoot the works, let's see what it sounds like.
Well, fine, Dick. Now, you folks, you listeners, you cloud people who are dialed in tonight, I have a very loyal group of cloud people, Dick, who listen at this time of night, and they've never failed me yet. I ask for a response to something, they invariably call in. So you folks call in, you cloud people, most of whom know the number, Hollywood 98698. Let us know what you think of this program you're about to hear, which is produced and prepared in its entirety by Dick Orant. Here we go.
What's the matter with Father? Jack Marie, our sponsor, the makers of XYZ, wants to know just that. What's the matter with Father? And
recorded.
To help find out, here's our master of ceremonies, the champion of all doting dads, frustrated fathers, henpecked husbands, browbeaten breadwinners, Ken Niles.
Bob Bentz, very much, and thank you, folks. Well, here's the show that the whole doggone family can join in, and we're hoping you'll all have a grand time helping me find out what's the matter with Father. We're surrounded on the stage with sons, daughters, wives, brothers, sisters, yes, and even mothers-in-law, all straining at the leash for a chance to tell us just what is the matter with Father. Whether he's a good homemaker, a fine fella, or just a plain old pain in the neck. And then, when they get through, the dads themselves, the fellows that get none of the credit but pay all the bills, will be brought up here to the microphone to defend themselves. And who should be sitting in judgment to pick the best dad? Well, who would have a better right than our jury of five mothers-in-law? Ladies of the jury, do you solemnly and sincerely promise to give Dad a fair trial over there? Huh?
No.
No.
No, I see. Thank you very much. And now, if you'll just lay those rolling pins aside, I'm sure you'll make a very impartial jury. Yes. Yes, indeed. Dad's in good hands tonight. We're going trying to find out what's the matter with Father. Who's first, Bob?
Ken, meet Mr. Harry Saunders, 24 years a father, and with him on the stage, his wife, Mrs. Ellen Saunders, and his little son, Harry.
Oh, well, how do you do? Welcome to our program. I'm very glad to have you. Mr. Saunders, it is, isn't it?
Yes,
I see. Where do you live, Mr. Saunders? Where's your home?
From Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived on Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, I see. Just how long have you been out in Hollywood?
About a year and a half, sir.
What's your line of business?
Sales manager, automobile.
All right. Now, how many in your family?
Three at home and one married, sir.
Three at home and one married,
yes,
I
sir.
See. Tell me this, Mr. Saunders. You pretty good sport, are you?
I try to be, sir.
How about it? Are you a pretty good father?
Well, I think so.
Oh, uh-huh. Did you tell me something when you
were... Well, I'm an automobile salesman.
I see. Well, I want to find this out about you, Mr. Saunders. When the kids were little, did you ever help change the diapers?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're an old hand at it, huh? Oh, I see. Well, that's fine. We just wanted to find out a couple of things about you, Mr. Saunders. Now, I want you to go right back over there and sit down. But before you do, I want you to do something for me. Here, in the presence of our august mother-in-law jury, I want you to solemnly swear that you will not beat your wife, cut off your junior's allowance, poison your mother-in-law, or otherwise retaliate on your family because of the evidence they give at this trial. So help you, Hannah.
Yes, he does.
He does.
I do, yes. Right.
All right, go out of there, Mr. Saunders, sit down, and I want your wife to come over and give us further evidence on what's the matter with Father. I see. How do you do, Mrs. Saunders? This microphone for you there. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Let's see. How long have you lived with that, with Mr. Saunders? Hmm?
25 years.
25 years,
that's right.
Santa. You probably know an awful lot about him, don't you?
I do.
I see. Tell me this. Does he always remember the anniversary? You know, like
no.
Valentine's Day? He doesn't? What do you mean? Like...
Well, he did last Valentine's Day, but my daughter called him at the garage and told him.
Oh, had to tell him, had to remind him. How about the anniversary when you were married? You
oh,
know?
Well, yes, he usually remembers anniversaries, mm-hmm. wedding anniversaries, but, well, Christmas.
Oh, he remembers Christmas. Does he sometimes call you up and say, well, I'm a little late, dear, we're
yes,
working at the office?
Yes, he does. Definitely.
Did he ever come in with lipstick on or anything, you know? That you...
Well, I... No, not with lipstick.
Yeah.
I think he's too smart.
Oh, I... he washes it off first, huh? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Saunders. You've helped us find out quite a little about what's the matter with Father. You just... We have a lovely gift for you, too, Mrs. Saunders, before you go away. Tell them what that
oh,
is.
Oh, this is the exquisite casual suit by Lynn Lester, Western Fashions, made of white shark skin, trimmed with genuine red reptile leather. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, it's like, hey, that's nice. Well, all right, Miss Saunders, and now I want the little Saunders to come over here. Come on right over here. Let's see if we can. Whoa, this microphone's got to be a little bit high for you, isn't it, Junior? Hey, bring a chair over for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a half-bite, isn't he? Hello, Harry. How old are you, Harry?
Seven.
Uh-huh. Where do you go to school?
Hollywood Professional.
Professional?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Are you studying to be a professional?
No.
Oh, what subjects do you study over there?
What? Nothing.
Oh? Well, that must be a wonderful school. I wish I'd had them when I was a kid. Tell me something about your mother and father. They get along pretty well, do they?
Yes.
Does your dad ever get mad at your mother? Harry, you can tell the truth. They've made an oath that they wouldn't cut off your allowance or anything, so you just step right up and tell me now, do they? Don't need to feel them?
Yes.
They do. Does Papa ever throw anything at her, like a lamp or anything, when he gets real mad?
Huh? I'm not going to tell.
Oh! Gift for you, and I want you to take that. Bob, give it to him.
It's a 4-scale model railroad car kit made by Bonnie from Reginald Denny Industries, just for you.
That's
you
like fine, that? Harry.
Aww.
That's a start. Well, we've got a pretty good idea of what your dad is like, Harry. And now let's give Dad a chance to speak for himself. Thanks for helping us out. And now, Dad, here's your chance to defend yourself. I want you to come right over here to the jury box. You just face the jury box over there. And let's tell these five charming mothers-in-law just how things really are.
Let's meet our mothers-in-law. First of all, just tell me where you are from, your name, and where you're from. Huh?
Oh, Margaret Schmidt from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Lloyd Dodd from Milton, Massachusetts.
Sophie Heddle from New London, Wisconsin.
Forrest Miller from Toledo, Ohio.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is a very famous mother-in-law. Her name is Mrs. Morgan, and she's the mother-in-law of the famous Bob Burns. Welcome to our show. Thank you for being our guest mother-in-law. Tell me this, how do you like being a mother-in-law to Bob Burns, huh?
Well, I can tell you one thing. Rationing never bothered us any. There was always plenty of corn around the house.
All right. Now, this gentleman here is appearing before you. You have heard the evidence, and I want to just reiterate just a little bit. First of all, we find out that sometimes you come home... turn right around so the audience can see you. Don't try to hide, I know. Sometimes you come home, your wife says, with lipstick apparently removed from your face. How about that, Mr. Saunders?
That's right.
That's right. How about this guy, huh? Now, Mrs. Morgan, you have heard the evidence. And what is your verdict in this case of Mr. Saunders? Hmm? Jury now conferring.
Well, we, the mothers-in-law of this jury, feel that this father should prove that he's still in practice.
Still in practice in what?
Well, in performing the delicate little duties that are necessary for a baby's care.
You mean like changing the diapers or
something?
Oh, really? Mr. Saunders, you have heard the jury's verdict. Well, let's take this portable microphone right back here and clear the stage because Mr. Saunders is going to have a little thing to do. Now, I very fortunately, I can help you out with this little sentence here. You just get that nurse's gown on. That's right there. Put that apron on so that you'll be well protected. Uh-huh. And now bring him a cap. He'll want his little cap there. He'll look. All right. Then you'll, of course, need some diapers, won't you? And the powder for the little... Yes, sir. You're all set. You got safety pins there, too? Did you get him? Yes. All the equipment. All right. Now, he's all set to go, isn't he? Oh, that's fine. Wait a minute. Oh, I forgot the most important thing of all. We forgot the baby.
I've got him right here, Ken.
All right, bring in the
and
baby.
And his name is Porky.
And here he is. Bring in Porky, and that's the stuff. Hand the baby over to Mr. Saunders. And there he is, Porky the pig. Yes, sir, Porky the baby pig. And Mr. Saunders now has a pig in his lap. He says he's late on putting on diapers, but believe me, he's having a little trouble with that. No, Mr. Saunders, it's the other end. You'll have better luck there. Yes, that's the stuff. He's folding the diapers out to a nice corner, and he's trying to get the pig up. But the pig doesn't want to stay there. Now he's stroking the pig, hoping that the pig will stand. I advise you to kind of turn him over a little bit, Mr. Saunders. It works better that way. Yeah, there you go. All right, come on, put him on. Come on, get them right underneath there. That's the stuff. Oh, that's a... Oh, he's almost dropped off his mat. But he's having pretty good luck with it now. He's got the pig tail end hanging over the edge of the chair and it dropped off almost onto the floor. He is having one... Yes, he is. Pull the tail out of the way. That's right. And he's got the little cross piece underneath, all right. But the pig's legs keep sticking out some way. And there he's got the diaper on now, I believe, pretty successfully. And he's putting in the final safety pin. And there it goes. Mr. Saunders, I believe, has successfully completed putting the diaper on baby Porky Pig. He has. He finally did it. That's a good job. It's a very good job. Congratulations, Father Saunders. Now, you just stand by for the grand prize at the end of the show, but we'll select the best dad, and I think you qualify top-notch. How about you, audience? What's the matter with Father, huh? There goes that baby bank bell, which means that a brand new father is waiting to talk to us on the long-distance phone from the state of Michigan.
WKY Detroit is on the line, Ken.
Hello, WKY. Yes, this is Ken Niles on the What's the Matter with Father show. Well, who was the first new father to phone you that his baby was born in the state of Michigan after the bell rang last week? Richard Tate, huh? Well, put him on. Hello, Dad. What was it, a boy or a girl? Huh? A boy. Fine. What's his name? Jeffrey. Jeffrey Tate. How much did he weigh? 7 pounds, 6 1/4 ounces, huh? Well, how does it feel to be a new father, huh?
I see. No feeling at all yet. Well, congratulations, Father. Now, listen. For Jeffrey, in tomorrow's mail, we're sending you, with our sponsor's compliments, a beautiful silver baby bank with $500 in it. Okay. Our best wishes to you and the missus. And don't forget to send us a picture of the baby, will you? Goodbye, Father Tate.
And now, let's see, we have another father here, don't we, Bob Bent?
Yes, we have. It's Mr. Orville Nelson.
Bent. Mr. Orville Nelson, welcome to our program, Mr. Nelson. Well, sir, really sticking your neck out, aren't you, Mr. Nelson? You
sat here
watching them. We want to find out a couple of things about you. What do you do, Mr. Nelson?
Purchasing agent.
Purchasing agent?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you work?
Construction company and dirt moving.
Oh, I see. Business good?
Very good.
Uh-huh.
A lot of dirt.
I see. Uh-huh. We might put you on the air, being having in charge of a gossip column. Well, I just thought I'd throw that in. I'd throw myself in after it. Do you think you're a pretty good father, Mr. Nelson?
Oh, I think so.
Uh-huh. I see. Tell me this. Do you always help your children get off to school? You get up in the morning and help them get off? Or do you, Mrs. Nelson, have to do that?
Well, she's got to get me to work first, and she's got to take care of the kids.
I see. Do you fuss about the food quite a bit?
No, not very often.
Uh-huh. Do you talk in your sleep?
I don't think so.
You
I would have heard about it, I think.
Yes, you probably would, huh? You have plenty of time to play with the kids and all that, do you? You think you're a pretty good father, huh? All right, well, I don't answer that, because we're going to find out. After all, you're just up here. We don't care what you say, because we know you think you're pretty good. Go right back over there and sit down there, if you will, Mr. Nelson, because I want to find out what's really the matter with Father, and we can find it out, first of all, by talking to his lovely wife, Mrs. Nelson. What is your first name?
Florence.
Florence, may we call you Florence?
That's right.
Just in case. Well, Florence, tell me this. What is the matter with Father, huh?
He likes to stay in bed too long.
He does? Oh, now we're finding out some stuff, huh? You get along pretty well with him,
Mother? Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm. And does he always remember the anniversary?
Yes, have to say yes.
Oh, well, that's nice. We're awfully happy about that. Does he snore?
Once in a while.
Oh,
he gets on his back.
Does he stay out with the boys sometimes pretty late at night, Mrs. Nelson?
Once in a while.
Oh, I see. Does he fuss about the food? I see. And the laundry's collars have to be just right?
Well, he likes them perfect.
Oh, I see. Tell me this. Does he ever complain because you're a little bit late and getting dressed?
He better not.
What would you do if he did, huh?
Just make him wait.
Oh, you would? Uh-huh. Well, has that been a sore point there? I mean, you know, he gets all ready to leave and you're not ready yet.
He's always saying, hurry up, honey, hurry up. The Nelsons are always late.
The Nelsons are always late. That's what he says, huh? Uh-huh. Well, that's very interesting, Mrs. Nelson. I'm very glad to hear that. Well, thank you for informing on the old man. We have a lovely gift here for you. And then we're going to have your little son come over and tell us what he thinks is wrong with Father. What's the gift for Mrs. Nelson?
In fact, we have two gifts, Ken. A beautiful, completely fitted manicure set for travel by Zuni, the new Hollywood nail enamel. And with it comes a full assortment of all the newest, smartest Zunic shades. And a rare and exotic bird of paradise corsage from the Biltmore Flowers and Gifts, the new floral craze that has taken the country by storm. And they're all for you.
Well, that's very nice. And now let's bring Junior over here. Well, sir, hello. What is your name?
Kenny Nelson.
Oh, you're Kenny, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'm a Kenny, too, huh?
Yes.
We're glad to see you, Kenny. You call me Kenny, too, if you want to. We're trying to find out what's the matter with Pop, you know that?
Uh-huh.
Anything wrong with him?
Sure, he sleeps a lot in the big chair.
He does?
Uh-huh.
He sleeps in the big chair all the time?
Yes, he reads the paper and sleeps in the big chair.
Oh, after you get through dinner, he just heads right for there, huh?
Yes.
Won't take Mama to the movies or anything, huh?
Not until she has to go.
I see. Does she have to force him into it?
Oh, sometimes.
Does he? Do they sometimes have fights there around the house?
Nope.
No, never have any fights?
Nope.
Everybody's happy about that. She doesn't complain because he sleeps in the chair all the time.
No, we're happy, too.
Oh. Why?
Because our dog had five little pups yesterday.
Kenny is happy that he sleeps in the chair because the dog's had five little pups yesterday. That's all very clear to me. Fine, sir. Do you have any pet names for your papa?
Yes, honey.
Honey? What does he call you?
Kenny.
Kenny, I see. All right. Now, tell me this. If you were the papa,
and he was little Kenny, what would you do differently?
Oh. I'd spank him.
You would, huh? You mean he doesn't spank you, huh?
No.
Oh, is it the...
Sometimes.
He does? What, with a hairbrush?
No.
No?
With a razor strap.
Oh, a razor strap! Oh, my goodness. It really hurt if you put on kind of an act.
No, it really
hurt. Oh, it does?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds like pretty cruel. Mark that down. Are you listening, mother-in-law jury over there? I don't know about this. Well, all right, Kenny. We have a gift for you, too, and thank you very much for informing on Papa.
Here it is, Kenny. One custom construction kit of an authentic scale model Elko motor torpedo boat made by Barney from Reginald Deli Industries. All for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Kenny, for coming up. Well, ladies of the jury, you have heard the evidence. We find that the old man... with the razor strap, keep that in mind, we have discovered that he is just a little bit annoyed by his wife being late and so forth. Just keep those things in mind. Come over here, Mr. Nelson. We're just recounting a little bit. How about that? What can you say for yourself? What is this about the razor strap, huh?
Oh, I think...
Now, turn around. Let the audience... Don't... He's a sheepish fellow, and I don't blame him. Turn around so that they don't see your back. You get right there, because you've got to face the audience. All right.
Well, audience is out now. We'll give him another one when we get home.
Oh! You took a pledge, remember that. And what's this, Mr. Nelson, about your picking at your wife because she's always late? It's kind of an irritating point there, isn't it?
Hmm? Well, sometimes it is, yeah.
Uh-huh. You think that's all right to pick at your wife and say, come on, get ready, you're always late. The Nelsons are always late. That's what she said, the Nelsons are always late.
Well, she doesn't have anything to do. Get ready early in the afternoon.
I also understand you sleep in bed pretty much, Mr. Nelson. You're staying
there
all the time. In the chair, too. But you do sleep a lot, huh? All right, that's enough evidence. Ladies of the jury, you have heard the evidence in Mr. Nelson's case. What is your verdict? Is he guilty or not guilty, huh?
And how?
Oh, and how? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be interesting, Mr. Nelson. Just don't shake. Just, it won't be too bad. What is your decision, mother-in-law jury?
Well, Mr. Niles, the mothers-in-law of this jury have agreed that since this father thinks his wife is so tardy in being late for appointments and so forth, that he should put on her clothes and see just how fast he can dress.
Oh,
wow. This is KNX in Los Angeles. Music is recorded, as this is this special feature.
Well, it's out of my hands, Mr. Nelson. All we do is present the evidence. I mean, I just... I don't know anything about it, but that is the evidence of the court. So bring out the lady's clothes, and we'll see what Mr. Nelson can do. All right, now wait a minute. They're bringing this. Just a minute. They're bringing out all these clothes here, the lady's clothes, underwear, and little things there. Now, Mr. Nelson, we are going to give you about 1 minute to see how many of these clothes you can get on. Now, you want to take your coat off first so that you'll have plenty of time, plenty of room to get the rest of these clothes on. All right, take off his coat. And now we're just about ready to start. If the bell rings, there, all right. Now, there he goes. He's stepping into a pair of, what are those things? Oh, that's a three-way strip. Oh, yes. And he's putting it up over his pants now. It's just hanging there. And now a long pair of pantaloons with the lace bottoms on it. And he's pulling up those over his feet. He's having a little trouble with it, though. He got the foot in the wrong side. He's getting both feet in the one. Don't get there. That's right. He's coming up over his panties now. What is that thing? Oh, that goes up around his shoulders. And he is... Wait. Yeah, come over here. He's got some pads here and puts in his... No, those are from the front there. Yes, he'll go right in the front there. Yes, sir, that's right. Uh-huh. Remember, first things first. Well, he's certainly putting up a good front, isn't he? Now, let's see, put on a dress right over the top and give him a hat. Quickly now, that's the stuff. He's got the panties on. And all those panties from behind. The brassiere kind of slipped off him a little bit there. And now comes the dress over his head. And he is looking almost there. And the hat he popped on top of his head, a red hat with a feather. And there goes the bell. And Mr. Nelson is dressed. Thank you. way stretched. Having a job pulling it up. But he did it all right. He got it on. All I want to say is, Mr. Nelson, the next time that your wife is late, remember, she might come out looking like that if you hurry. Oh, dear. Well, I stand by till the end. We figure out who's the best father for the night. And as for you, I think you did a pretty good job. I want to ask the audience, though, what do you think of father, huh? And now, audience, here's your chance to get in on the act. Which father do you like best? We're going to have you give a round of applause to the father you like best, and then our mother-in-law jury will keep track of the applause, and they will indicate the one that you have selected as the best dad for tonight, huh? All right. Now, here is the number one is the number one man is Mr. Saunders, the dean of the diapers here. Here he is right here. Huh? And then we have Mr. Nelson here, the king of the clothes horses. Well, what did you say, mother-in-law Foreman?
Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Nelson is chosen as the best father for this evening.
All right, Mr. Nelson. We have a lovely prize for you, and here it is.
A Swag Deluxe 12-carat gold fill set consisting of keychain, tie chain, and collar bar.
And there you are, Father Nelson. And for the Dean of the Diapers, Mr. Saunders,
a money clip of sterling silver with a U.S. minted silver dollar encased in the center.
Now, Mr. Nelson, as our winning Father of the Week, you have the honor of starting this week's Baby Bank Derby. Every Tuesday night, our Father of the Week spins the giant selector wheel, singling out one of the 48 states. And then, the first authentic phone call announcing the birth of a baby in that state after the bell rings will bring to that baby and its proud parents a brand new silver baby bank with $500 cash in it. Okay, Mr. Nelson, spin that wheel. And there it goes, around the nation and around again, and it looks like it's stopping on Ohio, but no, it swings over to Texas. Therefore, our first participant is Texas. In just a moment now, the bell will ring, and when it does, the race is on. And the first authentic phone call reaching KVLJ, Dallas, Texas, announcing a baby born in Texas after the bell rang, will be our winner. And we'll tell you all who it is when we return to the air next week. And there goes the bell.
The Baby Bank Derby is on in Texas. All calls must be made direct to KVLJ in Dallas, and the baby must be born in Texas.
And now, thanks to all you fathers for being such swell sports. And thanks to our lovely jury of mothers-in-law, to all our wives and kids for helping Dad and telling on him. And really, you know, when all is said and done, it's really all in fun. And so this is Ken Niles, the champion of dads everywhere, saying, be on hand when I ask you all next Tuesday night, what's the matter with Father?
Yes, sir. That's what I think, too.
What's the Matter with Father, starring Ken Niles, was written and produced by its creator, Dick Arum. This is Bob Bench speaking and thanking you for listening and promising you we'll be back next week and really find out what's the matter with Father.
What's the matter with Father? Well, he's sitting over here on his big fat haunches, on his big fat easy chair. Well, gee, you clown people must be a little puzzled by this sort of thing being on the balance of the night at this time of the night. Normally, you're hearing all sorts of things. Tonight, a special feature, an audition presented by Dick Orant, who hustles the organ for Hawthorne.
Rocky Jordan.
Rocky Jordan. Do you have his microphone open, sir? And we have a couple of good-looking naval people, particularly that one on the right there, the feminine contingent. I don't know who this doll is. I used to know, in fact, Del Davitt used to go with a wave in the Navy. And she now has four little ripples, lives out in the valley. Well, that was Dick Orant's What's the Matter with Father? And Dick sounded like a half an hour show.
Well, Bill, I hope that the folks won't get excited now, those that didn't get in on the first part of it, and start, if they've got a baby being born in Texas, they should be sure that it's an audition. This was just in fun for the audition. There's no prizes yet. We hope to have the show on the air one of these days.
And we'd be much interested to get the listeners' reaction. They may call Hollywood 98698, and,
I'd certainly like that. One thing I would like to mention, that there's one stunt we didn't put in on the record, and just for the sake of the record, that is that we plan when the show does go on the air that whoever has this, whoever the winning father is, the new father each week, we're going to send him a little baby bank, and in that baby bank will be a check to cover the doctor bill and to cover the hospital bill, which is a pretty stiff poke for the guy when he's just starting a new family, and it... I think the wives and the fathers are like that. And then every 6 months, we're going to have a baby beauty parade in which all these babies that were prize winners on the show will come up and compete to pick a king or a queen for that half of the year.
There's only one little catch in it. They have to walk.